Okay, welcome back. It is going to be a wild week. The so-called summit, the conversation between President Trump and Kim Jong-un of North Korea, is underway right now in Singapore. We'll report throughout the evening on that. They are allegedly meeting one-on-one now. Trump wanted to go in there and play Monty Hall and let's make some deals. Of course, the unfortunate side of it is he breaks deals and breaks his word far more often than he gives it. So hopefully Kim has been well-versed and briefed on all this, and I would like to frankly see China or Russia or both stand up firmly behind him and back him all the way so he's not left swinging in the wind. We'll find out. Big story today. This is very interesting, and I hope it's the beginning of it's almost too late. A boatload of 600-plus black African third world so-called migrant refugees who were saved by a boat in the Mediterranean, several lies right there already, was turned away by Italy and Malta today. They would not let the boat dock there to unload its cargo of third world 60 IQ garbage, which is what they are. Sorry, that's the truth. So the boat was deflected. Spain will take them, so they got in. We knew they were going to get in. Now, let me back up a little bit. The idea of these people being in danger and saved by a boat is a joke. It's all it's a setup. It's a trick. It's a routine that has been well planned. All these people have to do is get in their George Soros rubber rafts, get out to about the 12-mile mark, put out a distress signal, pull a little string on an automatic device, and it sends out an SOS, and a globalist Soros or other NGO boat will be standing by, tracking them already on radar, run over, pick them up, and do they take them back to Libya or Tunisia or North Africa where they should go? No, they bring them on the rest of the way, all the way across the Mediterranean, and dump them on Greece, on Italy, on Malta, on Spain, on whomever else they can get hold of to take the cargo. So maybe Italy is learning. Maybe Malta is learning. I don't know. Like I say, it's pretty damn late. Back with us tonight is the most remarkable man I have ever had the opportunity of knowing and working with when it comes to fighting this kind of an invasion of Europe and America by third world people, I'll be generous here, who have no business in a first world country, in the Western Christian world, and their alleged religion is sworn to our annihilation. Get it? So no, they shouldn't be allowed to dock in Italy or anywhere else. Yes, they should be sent back. They shouldn't even be allowed to leave. Anyway, Dr. Leonard Colwell is standing by, and Leonard, I'm happy to say, told me that he is feeling better and stronger than he has in quite some time, and if we ever needed anyone, it's Dr. Leonard Colwell. Hello, friend. How are you doing?
Hello, my... Jeff, I'm absolutely fine. Don't worry about me. I'm good.
Great.
We are in this fight as usual. And it is just really, you're absolutely right. It is nearly too late. We are basically on the border of being able to fight back. It is kind of like if they are not really fighting back till November, this all will be over. Mainly it is over. I sent you half an hour ago two videos if you see.
Yeah, I got them. I'll be putting them up tonight, yes.
You know, it's just horrific. If you see these kind of animals, and I don't call them humans, not even subhumans, because they're animals, and these
how about sub-animals? Let's not offend the animal world. Animals don't act like these people do.
You're so right, absolutely. And the IQ is not even much higher than that of a dog. But the main thing is really you cannot have these uncivilized sub-animals put into a civilized environment and hope they will somehow rise to the occasion. No, the opposite is true. some reports today for your show. But, Jeff, in summary, I can tell you, and I had just read about 150 reports, and it says all over the place, rape here, murder there, rape and murder, gang rape, gang murder, judges let Islamists go. German female judge says all Western women are prostitutes.
Oh, really? Oh, yep. Really?
It's a ruling. Wow. It's a court ruling.
Oh, the enemy is also from our people, and they have well insinuated themselves right into the heart of our legal process. When you get a statement like that from an alleged judge, what a piece of garbage!
Right. The worst thing is now they even put thinking about putting Sharia judges into the German system, justice system. And
oh, this is Merkel talking.
This is Merkel talking, because Merkel, basically, she said European law supersedes German law every time.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. And this is, you know, this is against her oath of office, because oath of office is based on building Germany and protecting German citizens, and she is on TV and everywhere really seeing the direct opposite. She forbid that anybody is talking about these thousands of rapes now every day, Jeff. Every day you have stabbings of women, group raping, and the very interesting thing is for the girl, Susanna, who was raped for 7 hours and tortured by four of these sub-animals. And then they killed her. And, of course, nothing happened. Nobody got arrested. And it's the very first time, because the mother does not let go of it, that you hear in the German press, in the German news. It's a very interesting thing. It happens. What you and I predicted a long time ago, it happens. The Germans are fed up with what's going on right now all over Europe. And it is just so unbelievable.
It's getting worse, you're telling me. It's getting worse.
Yeah, it's getting worse by the minute.
I understand.
Now it's so far that now all these little kids just disappear. There's a lot of kids that get raped to death, literally raped to death. And
these are German children.
These are German children.
Oh,
and for the very
God.
First time, you see at least the parents being fed up by it and trying to fight back. But the worst thing is, if they even demonstrate for somebody to arrest the murders that are known, and it's known where they are, but they don't get arrested. And if they get arrested, they get set free because they do not have the mental capacity. That's the judge's ruling, the mental capacity to understand they did something wrong. They don't understand it's not okay.
Excuse me. First of all, that's a lie. That's a damn lie. They know exactly what they're doing. They don't have the mental capacity to literally, intellectually, morally, and in a secular sense, assimilate with a society. That's true. They're third world. They're going to stay there. Now, Leonard sent me a video. Let me play a little of this. It doesn't have narration, but I'll narrate it. What it is, it's somebody up about three or four stories in a building with a smartphone. They're videotaping the street down below. It's in a German city, I assume.
Yeah.
The vehicles are moving one way from right to left as I look at this video. I will put it up later tonight. Moving in from the sides of the street are dozens of these often white-clad, black and Muslim sub-animals with sticks and clubs running out into the street, forcing the cars to stop, and then beating the windshields and side glass in with these clubs in an effort to get to the Germans inside the cars, obviously trying to kill them. I want you just to hear the terror on the streets of Germany. One night, one place, and Leonard is telling us that it's getting worse by the minute. All right, here we go. Now listen up. Cars are going by. Things are being thrown at the cars. Trash cans, barricades are being put up to try to force the cars to stop. Car stops. You heard the club striking the car twice. Here's another car. Now they're hitting it. Listen. They're breaking out the windows. The car is stopped. Windshield gone. Driver's side gone. They're surrounding the car, beating it with baseball bats. All right, the car now hits reverse finally. Backs away. Another car is now being surrounded and attacked. These are not animals. They're lower than animals. They don't belong on this planet. Sorry. Or let me be even a little charitable. They belong back in their homeland. All right? Let's leave them there. This is unbelievable. Leonard, go ahead.
Okay, when you understand that this is now happening everywhere, they block the Autobahn, they block tractor trailers, and immediately hundreds of them storm towards the tractor trailers, break in the doors, and throw out all the merchandise to the other hundreds of sub-animals that are waiting, and that happens every single day all over Germany. It is so dangerous, meanwhile, that I have bodyguards. A normal human being starts shaking just seeing my bodyguards. And believe me, go by themselves shopping or into town anymore. So they go literally in groups to be able to defend themselves, because what happens is, in Germany, if a woman gets raped and she fights back, she goes to jail for assault. And Merkel says verbatim.
This is science fiction. This can't be real. I mean, I know it is, but I'm speaking rhetorically.
It is absolutely real. Merkel says it takes only 30 seconds anyway, in average, so close your eyes and enjoy it as long as it happens.
That wretch said that.
Yes.
I wish to see her raped by 100 of them and see how long she can close her eyes.
Yeah, I mean, you just need to drop her off in some of these asylum homes for refugees. And the last couple of millions are all black. So I have no idea where there is war in Morocco and other African states that all these blacks are all of a sudden everywhere. And
they're not refugees. It's a lie. It's an invasion. We know that.
And the thing is, legally, there is not even one legal asylum seeker in German law. You can only ask for asylum in the country from your country that you're running from. And you cannot reach Germany directly. It's impossible. So they go all over the place and then end up in Germany, where it's against the law that they can become refugees or asylum approved, and they don't. And Merkel now asks for President Assad to be killed, and she promised that she's taking all the poor Syrians that have to run then when Assad is going to get killed. Here's another thing, Jeff. Police only searches for drugs in Germans. They do not touch the refugees any longer because they get their butt whooped right away. So they're scared heckless.
I get it.
Kurz, the chancellor from Austria, has some moschees closed, and now he gets all these threats. And,
well, now this is a young man in Austria. I forgot his name.
Kurz.
Yes, Kurz. He is closing 7 of the radical extremist mosques. And Erdogan today said that if he does, he will probably be risking a new war between Islam and the Christian West. This is a threat of war by Erdogan and Turkey.
Oh, yeah. That's why he became a complete tyrant. Erdogan, I mean, so that he can even do that. And it's getting literally worse. It is just the if the that I don't even know where to start, because I'm so excited that finally something happened against Merkel. So there's 44,000 criminal complaints against Merkel. And, of course, the equivalent of Sessions in Germany just struck it all down. Even if it's completely illegal, because every single case has to be looked at individually.
Oh, that's the rule. No, so they all get their day in court. They all have to be. That's what happened here with the Supreme Court recently. And remember, the Supreme Court voted that every illegal must have a day in court before they are deported. And with that, Gorsuch, the alleged conservative justice that Trump was so high about, has set us up clearly for a communistic, Zionist, Marxist tragedy of the worst magnitude you can imagine. Our courts are now finished for years and years. They can't take that load. It's not going to happen. So Gorsuch either stabbed Trump in the back, or they both stabbed America in the back. Period.
We will figure out soon, because everything is going to be exposed soon. Merkel and Macron, the French dude, they will fall, and they will talk when they fall. It's just like everybody in the FBI is going to talk. It's only a matter of time until they all rat out on each other to not go to jail themselves. And what is really interesting, that in Germany, the highest politicians are saying it's the girls' fault. They shouldn't be alone. They shouldn't hang out. They're refugees. Could be. They are in every... woman, the last 1.5 years, that got jogging in a park or in the woods, got raped and killed. Every single one of them. And then there is this politician that says, "Oh yeah, it's their own fault. They just been there where these refugees are, and so they have to basically
they have to expect to be killed." Okay.
Right. And now what the other thing is now, that is new, all these young girls disappear. They simply disappear, German girls. They simply disappear. Every single day, more and more and more. And so now...
They're all being kidnapped.
They're all being kidnapped.
And sold into slavery, probably in the Mideast, many of them.
Probably. I mean, they might end up first in the asylum homes where they have all these
They'll be raped into total submission and broken, and then whatever, if they're allowed to live. God, this is
if they're allowed to live, and a lot of them will be used for organ donation later.
That's an absolute truth. Don't forget that, please, ladies and gentlemen. And for those of you in America listening to this program, you are being set up for the same thing. As soon as their numbers rise to the percentage that they can get away with this crap, and the police begin to be afraid to take them on, you're finished. You're done. Your courts will not support you.
Jeff, the police does not take them on. And not one single person ever got a refugee or animal got ever convicted in a German court. Nobody went to jail for murder and rape. I'm just looking here, group rape on 15-year-old girl. Police let the documents disappear. So it was all documented. They had the pictures of all the rapists, and now everything is gone. So since they don't know where the paperwork is, they cannot
pursue the case. I understand. The German people must be dead and still walking and talking. What happened to them? Now, I know that there is electromagnetic energy being used to subdue them and make them passive. I know that they were caught, the authorities, putting oxytocin in dairy products to make people feel warm and fuzzy and love these migrants. These are facts. I've had the stories. Leonard knows about this stuff.
Yep.
So it's electromagnetic. It's being done through the phones. They have frequencies for every basic human emotion you could imagine, and they're putting out frequencies to make Germans passive. That's the answer here. That's what's happening. I know a lot of you may not believe that, but believe me, this is very simple technology now. This is old stuff. Go ahead.
Yeah, but also, Jeff, you don't forget that the set now was a Flickr technology, was a digital TVs.
Everybody in a hypnotic state after three seconds.
It just takes now 3 seconds.
That's right. The first time it used to take a minute and a half. Now it's seconds, and you're right into that state. You're gone. You can no longer pass judgment on what you're watching. It goes right into your subconscious mind. You no longer have the ability to discern and decide what's correct, what's moral, what isn't. You are in that state of absolute submission. It's an electromagnetic field, and you are in it. Go ahead.
Yeah, then they have subliminal information and orders that they send through these TVs that you don't hear consciously, but they are definitely there and they definitely work. What the other thing is also the smart meters now are connecting every Wi-Fi apparatus that you have in your entire house.
Yes. Hold on. We're not going to do a break, Todd. I'm going to go. This is too important. Wi-Fi, absolutely. Every smartphone is a receiver, and we call it 5G or G5. 5G will be in Germany soon if it isn't already. It's being deployed here now to take over 4G. It's 300 times faster and 300 times more treacherous. You hold that phone up to your head. It is a receiver for the electromagnetic fields, the information that they want to introduce into your brain. It's grabbed by your phone and it is re-radiated right into your brain. Don't forget that. You are re-radiating instructions of submission and dominance. The hegemonization of the United States of America is now well underway. 5G will finish it. You've already been implanted. It's in the air. It's in the water. These are nano devices, so small, self-replicating. They are receivers and they are senders. It's going to be horrific here. Some Americans are going to wake up, Leonard, and then the blood's going to run in the streets.
Yeah, and it will start in the South because the Northerners are just too cowardly in my experience. And it will start in the South. I see here what's going on. I'm in between South Carolina and Georgia. Yeah. And I see what's going on here. And my buddies that very often literally just have one tooth, but they have a gun, and nobody will take the gun from them away. That's a given. I see that even the most uneducated people here are feeling and seeing what's going on, more feeling than anything else. But they're also using the new light bulbs against us. They basically...
Smart meters, light bulbs, Wi-Fi, 5G, cell phones, laptops, computers, big screen TVs, it doesn't matter. Even the electric grid that feeds your house, office, building, whatever, it's in the electric grid. They can embed and enfold into the electrical system all kinds of frequencies which are re-radiated into your house, into your body, into your head while you sleep. And when you're awake.
They're also measuring micro dust at the moment, so it gives them a three-dimensional picture of where you are, what you do, where you move in your house. So the smart meters combined with the light bulbs and using the micro dust.
Oh, no, this is interesting. I didn't know this. This is new to me. So this is down to micro nano dust, and they're actually measured. They can tell exactly where you are and what you're doing in the house.
Yeah, it's like basically you push water away and you know where the boat is because that's where the water goes away.
I see.
So you move to the micro dust, so they basically get a three-dimensional picture, and the computers put this together to even...
Well, they call it smart dust. I understand. Yeah. It's being sprayed on us with chemtrails. Don't forget that.
Yeah, people are so naive, and now they mainly use the chemtrails that are not visible. You just see it that the color of the sky is not blue. It just looks bluish. But since there were so many people now getting upset about the chemtrails, of course, they're admitting now that they are there. So they're just saying, oh, yeah, we just control the weather so that we don't have global warming and all these natural disasters.
They're also spraying offshore. Now, what Leonard said is very important. Dr. Colwell knows this spraying program, which began approximately 20 years ago, a little bit more, mid-90s, is now to the extent where they can spray We'll call them invisible chemtrails, all right? They're not full of condensed water or liquid matter. They don't come through an engine at high heat and get turned into the steam. It's a different process. So they look rather normal. They're not there to be seen after a few seconds, if at all. And they're there. It's called nanodust, smart dust. You better do the research.
They're turning us into antennas through the chemtrails.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
And guys, you just need baking soda and 5 cups of baking soda, put it in a bathtub, sit in there for 20 minutes, and you see the living plastic coming out of your system. And it cannot handle alkalinity. So if you really alkalize your bathtub with sodium bicarbonate, it comes out of your system. But
that's not your whole system, by the way. That's essentially the epidermis. It'll come out through your skin. But this stuff is throughout your entire body, every major organ, your brain. It's down into your bone marrow. It's everywhere.
And the main thing is that it's now they can remote control us like they can remote control every car. They now can remote control humans. It's until now, every mass shooter heard the voice of the CIA or FBI officer.
They all hear voices in their head. And that was something that was actually patented over 30 years ago. It's called voice-to-skull technology. Now it's decades and decades further down the road. Have you seen Harold Koutsvelo's videos?
No, Jeff, I haven't.
Oh, I need to send them to you. He's a German. He's brilliant. He puts all this together. He puts together all the dots I was looking into nearly 20 years ago and that you know about. I will send you this video, and your jaw will open up. Your jaw will be slack. Watch.
Great. Please do.
Oh, yes.
Because more and more people are waking up. What is so exciting? Of course, you cannot understand because it's German, but now there are the number one German hit in Germany is Merkel. Merkel, you cunt! Why did you do this to us? And that is the main refrain of all of this. And they're really saying you overnight you brought this in. And it's there are four major songs in German language right now that are against Merkel, that's showing what's going on. They come with videos, and in the videos you see basically, 10 years ago we could go swimming, we could go in a swimming pool in a public pool.
Sure.
We could go through the woods, hiking,
we could go jogging in the parks. We could take our children to the park on Sunday, on the weekend, whatever. Gone.
Yeah, and then they show the what's going on today, and all these rapes and all these little
and
idiots.
They're letting these things show up on the internet in Germany. I would have expected they tried to shut them down already.
They did until now. And for whatever reason, like you told me years ago when it started with the infighting with the New World Order in America, it started in Germany about 3 weeks ago. For the very first time, they talk about it on TV. For people that understand German, go to drcoldwellreport.com and you will find every post, every video, what's really going on in Germany. Everything Merkel forbids. But the problem is they all go to jail. You make a post as a judge and about the truth. The judges even say, yes, you said the truth, but it's still against the Muslims, and therefore you get 5 years in jail. And they now get up to $5 million for one post on Facebook.
Five years in jail?
Yes, sir. 5 years in jail. And this is so outrageous. And so a lot of police officers are quitting their job. They are seeing the true numbers of rapes and murder and theft and home invasion committed by these sub-animals. You can put at least one zero behind the official numbers, more often two zeros.
Oh,
and
man.
It is just, every single, there is 67 knifings a day committed by Muslims.
Now, these are knifings intended to kill, all right? They're not knifings intended to teach someone a lesson.
These are attempted
murders, every one of them.
Yeah, and murders often. I mean, a minimum of half dies. They go into a discotheque, they go onto the dance floor, look at the most beautiful girl there, and stab her in the kidneys with these butcher knives. They all have the same type of butcher knife. You know, these meat-cutting knives that are really small but extremely sharp?
Yes.
They all have the same, strangely enough, like they all have a cell phone, strangely enough.
Maybe Mr. Soros bought a whole lot of knives and passed them out.
Yeah. And this is kind of like where it is just really unbelievable when you look at the reality. But most of all, what is even now worse is that the police has been ordered to not even appear. If you say there is one of these Islamists or these black dudes from Africa climbing through my window, breaking into my house, they don't come. They are ordered to not to come. They are ordered to not take the criminal complaints if it has to do with any form of invader. And that's orders from the top. And this is just unbelievable. It doesn't stop. It gets worse and worse. All my friends over there are afraid of posting something because they get into out a court hearing. They get simply an arrest warrant, and the court ruling is in there. They have no possibility to defend themselves. They have no right to a lawyer. They have no right to a court hearing. They get them with an arrest warrant. You go 3 years, 5 years, 10 years to jail is already in the arrest warrant, and that's what they're doing to the Germans now to stop, because they are waking up. And it always starts in this way where basically they, as I told you, they're starting with these songs now against Merkel, which was unthinkable before. And the worst one is number one in Germany as a German music song. Yeah. And so that's kind of like it's going to change a lot, because what's going on right now is the first sign of rebellion. It's the first sign that
civil war.
Mainly parents.
It has to be civil war.
It will. It will come. And it will come within the next 3-4 months. I'm estimating in November will be a big bang. Whether we have World War III, which we are kind of like in right now, in November, the Germans will start a war with Russia. There is just, she put 26,000 tanks, she is Merkel, 26,000 tanks on the Russian border.
What?
And, this woman is completely mentally retarded. She is dangerous. She is a high treasonist. And
they've been doing everything they can, they, Germany and NATO, to provoke Vladimir Putin for several years now. But 26,000 tanks, that's a major provocation. That's an enormous provocation. Putin had, under the United Nations Charter, any nation which feels it is endangered by a neighbor or someone else massing a military force on its border has a right to act preemptively to take that danger and eradicate it. They have that under the United Nations Charter. So Putin, of course, can any time start to respond. But I hope he doesn't. He's too smart.
He will not. I know this for sure. There is no way he will do that, because he knows exactly what's going on. And he's the only one. I mean, look at Putin. They conducted a study in Germany who is the most liked politician. And, of course, they all thought they're going to pick one German guy or whatever. No, they picked Putin in Germany.
Ah, there you go.
And, of course, they buried the study kind of like a minute after it appeared.
Of course.
But since you're going to have Meral on, Jeff, she will, because she is Turkish, and she's born in Turkey, and she's we don't want to give her away. But when you have her on, she will tell you that all the Muslims are laughing about the stupidity of the West. There is no assimilation. They have no interest. All they want is taking over. She really put some stuff out there that she wants to talk with you about or tell you about. Your mind will be blown, Jeff. When you have Meral on, everybody needs to be on, because she will say it how it is. She's an insider because she is Turkish, and she's completely 100% assimilated, and she's more German than a German, and she calls, of course, them also the invaders, or even worse. Right. I don't even want to say it on air. Right. But you will see, because it changes. Everything changes because there is no hope anymore. And see, you can take a cowardly dog, no matter how cowardly the dog is, and keep on pushing it in the corner and keep on pushing. There comes a point where it will bite back. And now even the most cowardly... See, Germany is a country of smart asses and know-it-alls. And this until kind of like 8-9 months ago, oh, they are also humans, we need to support them, this is only single, if you hear about the rape, it's only single, and they come by themselves, they are young men, and they have a lot of testosterone, you need to understand them, what else should they do? This kind of argument, that's what I hear for the last 3 years.
Madness.
From Germans.
Madness.
Everywhere.
Madness.
Complete. And so what's coming now is that they forbid groups to assimilate, Germans, to fight back against the gang rapes and the groups of Muslims. There are now everywhere in Germany, everywhere, no-go zones.
Need I say this to all of you out there, and I know you regulars understand, this is not... a racist program. I'm not a racist. Dr. Colwell is not a racist. We're dealing with reality. Did you notice that there was no trouble when the Africans stayed in Africa and the Middle Easterners stayed in their culture and their religious climate? Did you notice that? There's no problem then. This is a forced invasion of Western Christian civilization being done to take it down. There is no other way to look at it. This is a war. These troops are not coming in here with guns, but they're going to pick them up once they're on station. They're being put in all over America late at night under cover of darkness because President Trump will not stop the importation of tens and hundreds of thousands of black Africans and Middle Eastern Arabs, so-called Muslims, into this country through the United Nations refugee program. They are not refugees. They are being brought in here because Trump is playing along with those who would destroy America. He is allowing this to happen. He could stop it with a sign of a pen. We don't have to be members of the United Nations. We furthermore do not have to participate in the United Nations refugee program, which it is not. Trump is allowing it. Oh, he makes some noise about illegal Latinos coming across the border. He didn't do anything about that caravan. They're all in here now, remember? He could have called the army out and stopped it. He did nothing. He is a game player of the worst type. He is a traitor and a betrayer of America. There is no other way to intellectually, honestly evaluate it. None.
Most of all, Jeff, we have nobody to turn to. People are telling me, oh, the American justice system is the best in the world. No, it's the worst in the world.
Oh, no, it's gone.
Because if it's a political office that Sessions has and Rosenstein has and all the other crooks, and they are still in office, that's why you know he's in it. If Trump wouldn't be in it...
he's totally in it. Come on. He's controlled by how many people around him. The Zionists have him boxed. He's on a string. The word is that he is financially levered to the max, and they are keeping his entire empire alive as a payoff to him. He's bankrupt, basically. So
yeah,
they're keeping him alive.
Yeah, I mean, they're turning him more and more into a puppet.
He's a total puppet.
You could see that happening.
He's in a little cage, and they let him run around like a mad hamster. But he's controlled. Make no mistake about it.
Yes, and that must have happened right away when Obama showed him the 20-minute video, what's going to happen or what they have on him, the day he came to the White House.
That was it. And all of you out there, most all of you know that. When he had that first, it was supposed to be a 15-minute hello, get acquainted meeting at the White House, which went on for well over an hour and a half. Trump was sat down and shown a video and talked to, and when he came back out for the photo opportunity, if you remember, he looked like a man who had just been sentenced to death. He was a couple inches shorter. He sat down. He hung his head. He kept making this stupid hand signal, this globalist hand signal of submission. He had just been told the reality. And this has all been proven by reverse speech, by the way. His whole inner voice changed after that.
Yeah, completely. The entire man changed, and he wasn't the same guy anymore. I just want to really say something, because whenever I'm on your radio show, I hear people talking about racist, and I'm a racist.
No. Doesn't work.
I just want to say something. My personal assistant who runs my businesses and my life in Europe is from Turkey. The personal assistant of my wife is from Afghanistan. My bodyguards are from Pakistan, practicing Muslims. My best friends, Moshe and Yafa, are Orthodox Jews. My brother took 24 North African refugees in before anybody else did. My mother offered his hotel because she said, when this entire refugee thing started, we were refugees. So she went to the government and said, I give you my hotel for these people to have a room and a roof over their head. And my brother's fiancé, Isa, is from Lebanon. So if I hear anybody ever saying again, I'm a racist, they're going to have a lot of fun.
Completely asinine. It's absurd. Absurd. This has nothing to do with racism.
It's just reality.
They who are launching the war against Western Christian civilization are using that constantly, just like the Zionist Jews yell anti-Semite, anti-Semitism, constantly as a cover. You're a racist. And it started out in Germany that everyone was afraid to say anything because they would be called and labeled a racist. Well, look what that got them.
When I went to school, the very first thing in first grade, they tell you, you are dirt because you are an offspring of Hitler. Very first day you go to school, they brainwash the Germans what dirt they are, and they allowed Hitler to do this.
Guilt. You're guilty. You carry the guilt of your fathers and grandfathers because of World War II. And point of fact, the truth of the matter is, Germany was set up in World War II. It was attacked by Great Britain. World Zionism declared war on Germany in 1933. It was under attack. Hitler was forced to invade Poland because the German population there, which used to be Germany until World War I and the Treaty of Versailles, was being slaughtered and butchered by the Poles. He had to go in and stop that, and he did. This is all clear now. And General George Patton, our greatest general, read Patton's letters to his wife. If you want to see a man who figured it out, that Germany was in fact the wrong enemy. It was not our enemy. We fought the wrong enemy in the war, and General George Patton was murdered for making that statement and making it clear that he figured it out. He knew that was our last chance to live in a debt-free, usury-free world and not to be subjugated completely under the boot of world Zionism. That was it. That was it.
If people want to be unbrainwashed, look up on, it's for free on YouTube or Google, Adolf Hitler, The Greatest Story Never Told. It's a six-hour documentary with no comments. They only show facts. There's not one comment. There's only facts for 6 hours. And then you know what's going on. The Russians have raped 2 million women and children to death a year later after the war was over. 4 million people, Rhein-Wiesenlager Germans, were starved to death. And the pictures of the so-called Jewish people in the Nazi concentration camp were actually Germans. And it's very easy to prove because they are all not circumcised, even in the mass graves. They were Germans that they had to starve to death. And Churchill said, and the speech is also somewhere on YouTube, he wants to make sure that Germans can never, ever produce children again. He wanted to castrate all Germans, and he said this openly. And because Churchill said that Germans are not, they are war criminals, they're not prisoners of war until today, that's why they had no rights, and that's why they have no rights today. Because from their point of view, all Germans are war criminals. And in Rhein-Wiesenlager, in one spot, they had over 2 million Germans rot away alive in mud, in rain, no food, no water, no nothing.
This is thanks to the great General Dwight Eisenhower, most
right.
specifically, who was a Swedish Jew who was involved with all of this. We don't know. 8, 10, 12 million Germans were murdered, massacred between 1945 at war's end and 1953. That's the best
guess. And it might even be more. I know people that saw them, the Allies, basically taking breaks and putting Germans into jail cells and using the breaks to close up the doors for good and let them starve in there to death. And I have eyewitnesses. I have videos of the testimonies of these people. And the thing is, just mentioning it in Germany gets you into jail. Just stating facts in Germany. They put Mrs. Haverbeck, she's 86 or something like this,
old lady, in
jail because she told the truth, because she was there and she said the Holocaust did not happen the way it was said, and the Holocaust was happening against Germans. That the Jewish people died, there is no question about this. You just need to give some idiots with no brain power, and they will do stupid stuff. But the main Holocaust was against the Germans. And the Polish people beat 55,000 soldiers that are on the way home after 46 to death. 55,000 people on their way home after the war was over. Beat them to death. 55,000.
Germans.
And that's just a number we know.
Yeah.
So the entire problem is that the Jews, British, so-called royalty, they're German Jews, Hohenzollern, Gotha Hohenzollern. And so they're German Jews. And the entire bloodline that they try to keep going is a solely Zionistic Jewish bloodline. And we want to make clear, 99% of Israelis have nothing to do with the Zionist agenda. And it's not like that the regular Israeli is going out there and killing senseless people. I mean, what's going on with Palestine and stuff like this, it's a completely different issue. But the Zionistic Jews that have, as a cult within the Jewish system or belief system, that have an agenda to take over the world and destroy Christianity. And they're going to get Syria, by the way. And it's only a matter of time.
It is only a matter of time. You're right. You're right.
And the entire warmongering from all corners here, combined with all the brainwashing, with the microchips, with cashless society, with getting the microchip between your index finger and your thumb, that is happening all over right now.
You won't need the microchip. It's all going to be inhaled, drink in the water. It's nanochips now. They're small, Leonard. They won't have to put anything in with anything that you could see in a needle. It won't happen. Let me make one other statement here. I start my 25th year on the radio, on this program, this month. 25th
Congratulations,
year.
Jeff.
Well, thank you. I do not expect anyone listening to me to necessarily agree with what I say. I am only expecting them to give it an honest consideration before they either accept it or dismiss it or put it in the pending basket. That's all I'm asking. I'm putting out information that through my lifetime I think is worthy of consideration. And I think I can speak for Leonard the same way.
Sure.
Leonard, you stay safe. We'll have. I'm going to try and get Meryl on here, maybe Wednesday if I can.
Great. And, I'm telling her. She's waiting for you.
Very good. Thank you very much for everything, and we'll be here.
And thank you, brother. Keep up the great fight.
Thanks, Leonard. Good night. Dr. Leonard Coldwell, and we'll be back. I remember in Churchill's own biography, he wrote, World War II had nothing to do with National Socialism, the Nazis. It had nothing to do with Adolf Hitler. It was a war designed to annihilate the German people. It's in his biography. We'll be back.